Incredible moment in history, Mark Zuckerberg advocates for widespread access to AI superintelligence. By Lucas Nolan on July 29, 2026. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg has published an opinion piece arguing that AI capabilities should be distributed broadly rather than concentrated among a few powerful institutions. According to Zuckerberg, in the next few years, people will be able to use superintelligence beyond human capacity to create and discover extraordinary new things, build new businesses, express our ideas, learn new concepts, and improve our lives, health, relationships, and careers. In an op-ed published by The Wall Street Journal, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg outlines his vision for how AI superintelligence should be deployed across society. The Meta CEO presents a philosophical framework centered on individual empowerment, invention, and balanced distribution of power as society approaches what he describes as a transformative technological milestone. Zuckerberg frames the central question facing the current generation not as whether superintelligence will exist, but rather who will have access to it. He expresses concern about proposals to centralize AI capabilities within a limited number of organizations, arguing instead for widespread distribution of these tools to empower individuals. "We are fortunate to live at an incredible moment in history," Zuckerberg writes. "In the next few years, people will be able to use superintelligence beyond human capacity to create and discover extraordinary new things, build new businesses, express our ideas, learn new concepts, and improve our lives, health, relationships, and careers." Zuckerberg criticizes what he characterizes as pessimistic discourse from some AI developers, questioning why anyone who believes AI will eliminate jobs and diminish human relevance would actively pursue building such a future. He specifically challenged the notion that extreme concentration of AI power represents the safest approach to development. Drawing on historical parallels, Zuckerberg notes that humanity has experienced numerous transformative technological advances, each accompanied by fears about people being left behind. He pointed out that previous technological transitions ultimately resulted in more people sharing greater prosperity, health, and freedom, and expressed confidence that AI development will follow a similar trajectory. The commentary emphasizes that human progress has historically stemmed from putting power in individual hands rather than concentrating it in established institutions. Zuckerberg cites examples including the Wright brothers developing flight from a bicycle shop, a bookbinder's apprentice discovering electricity generation methods, and a young person in a garage envisioning personal computers for everyone. Regarding the role of superintelligence, Zuckerberg argues that invention rather than automation will represent its greatest contribution. While early AI systems could answer questions and perform routine tasks, he anticipates future systems will increasingly help discover new knowledge, from developing drugs to cure diseases to identifying business improvements. The Meta CEO directly challenges arguments that superintelligence itself, or a small group of experts controlling it, should determine what is best for humanity. "The history of democracy and economics has shown that there is no single objective answer to how people define the best life, and therefore the best approach is letting people decide what matters to them," he wrote. Zuckerberg advocates for delivering personal superintelligence to everyone as a means of beginning a new era of individual empowerment, potentially giving people greater freedom to pursue their interests and reach their full potential. On the topic of safety, he argues that healthy societies require checks and balances. He warns that if only a handful of institutions possess superintelligence, they would inevitably exercise controlling influence over economics, science, and politics, limiting people's ability to choose their own futures regardless of good intentions. To illustrate this point, Zuckerberg presents a thought experiment involving superintelligent lawyers. If only one person possessed such capability, they would have an unfair advantage in court even with a weaker case, leading to worse societal outcomes. However, if everyone had access to a superintelligent lawyer, justice would be carried out more fairly and efficiently than current systems allow. The commentary acknowledged that addressing diverse societal questions cannot be accomplished by attempting to align a single benevolent superintelligence. Zuckerberg noted that humanity is not a monoculture, and no technological solution can simultaneously align with everyone's opposing interests and diverse values. Any singular superintelligence would necessarily prioritize some values over others and thus could not be benevolent to everyone. Regarding specific risks, Zuckerberg suggests that for issues like cybersecurity, the history of open-source software demonstrates that providing everyone full access to powerful systems represents the best approach for protecting safety and security over time. For other concerns, including biological risks, he acknowledged that coordination between governments and institutions on responsible deployment would be helpful. Addressing economic implications, Zuckerberg discusses the balance between using AI for automation versus empowering people to expand skills and build new businesses. He believes that if superintelligence is widely distributed, the economy will see more jobs rather than fewer, as starting businesses will become significantly easier without requiring large capital raises. Read more at the Wall Street Journal here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.